Hi, and welcome to this demo of using your Samsung Galaxy S10 as a key charger for other key enabled devices that are chargeable, such as, in my case, my AirPods second generation, my iPhone 10, and my newly purchased Galaxy Watch. So I thought I'd show you how to turn on wireless power sharing on the S10, and then how easy it is to charge some of the devices that I've just mentioned. So the first thing I need to do is grab my S10 here, press the power button on the side of my S10.
2:10 p.m. Device unlocked. One UI home.
Okay, so that's now open with Face ID. And yes, the voice you're hearing is Eloquent's voice for the voice assistant screen reader on the S10. So I need to bring up notifications. So I'm going to do a three-finger flick to the left.
Notification off.
Which just happens to be the first one. That's nice. So one finger flick up.
Notification shade.
And then to get to quick settings, which wireless power sharing is part of, I'm going to do a two-finger slide down the screen with two fingers or two-finger flick down. Now, it doesn't say it's brought up on the screen, but it is. So if I touch about the middle of the screen.
Selected. Power. Mode. Button label. Double tap to view relevant quick
settings. Now, if I hear that, I know that's not quite accurate, so I'm going to do it
selected.
Again.
Selected. Mobile hotspot. Button.
That's better. So mobile hotspot. Now, if I flick back to the left.
Selected. Blue light. Filled. Selected. Blue light. Selected. Mobi. Selected. Mobi. Selected. Wireless power share. Button label.
That's it. Wireless power share. So that was just an email coming in. So we want wireless power share. So one finger double tap on that.
Quick settings. Wireless power share. Off.
And again, it's not reading out the focus on the screen. So I'm going to touch about the middle of the screen again to make it talk.
Use your phone's battery to charge another device.
Okay. Use your phone's battery to charge another device. If I flick to the right.
Done. Button.
It's the done button. If I flick back to the left.
Use your phone's battery to charge another device. Off switch.
Okay, that's the off switch. Let's turn it on.
On. Device care. Alert wireless power share. Showing items 1 to 2 of 2.
If I flick to the right.
2:11 p.m. Email notification.
Okay, we've lost focus again, so I'm going to touch the middle of the screen.
Ready to charge. Enlist. 2 items.
So ready to charge. Enlist.
Put the center of your phone back to back with another device.
Okay, put the center of your phone back to back with another device. So I'm going to turn the phone over, pop it down on the table, grab my AirPods, and put the back of the AirPods with a little indented Apple logo on it in the middle of my S10.
Device connected. Charging the connected device. Showing item 1 of 1.
Okay.
One UI home.
So you had it say charging the connected device, so it's nice, all up and running and charging. If I take the AirPods off, the charging case off.
Alert wireless power share. Device care. Screen turned off.
Okay, so now my screen's turned off. I did hear a sound to say it wasn't charging it anymore. Now if I put my iPhone 10 on the back of the S10, so back to back. There you heard the charging sound again. Now because the S10's screen's gone off, it was not talking any longer. Alright, so taking the iPhone 10 off. Okay, that's the sound to say it's no longer charging. And then finally, if I undo my Galaxy Watch off my wrist and lay it long ways, top to bottom on the S10 with the watch in the middle.
Charging started. Battery charging 75%. 38 minutes until fully charged. It is 2:13 p.m.
Okay, so you might have heard it say 75% charge, it's charging, and in actual fact, when I put the S10 on its own wireless charging, I also get that frame of reference as well. It tells me it's charging, and also how long it's got the charge on the wireless charging stand. All right, take it off.
It is 2:14 p.m. Charging stopped. Battery 75%.
Okay, so the watch said charging stopped. We heard the sound of the S10. And if you wait about a minute, the wireless power sharing on the S10 will time out. So I'm just going to pause the recording and we'll come back just in before it times out. But in reality, it's about a minute.
No device connected. Wireless power share turned off. Turn it on again to start charging.
So there we go. I'm just going to put my watch back on. Should have done it while I was pausing the recording, shouldn't I? Okay, it's back on. Okay, so to turn it back on again, you would basically go through the same process that I just went through. You would unlock your phone, go to notifications, flick up to access notifications, two-finger swipe down, flick up to wireless power sharing, and tap to turn it on again, and then turn your phone over, whack whatever you want to charge on the back for the key charging, and off you go again. All right, so I'm just going to pick up my S10 and just put it up the right way. Put my AirPods back in my pocket and my iPhone 10 also back in my pocket, and I'm ready to go again. So there you go. So that's the way you can use your Samsung Galaxy S10 to charge your Qi-enabled smart devices, such as in my case, my AirPods second generation, my iPhone 10, and my Galaxy Watch, which I will do a demo on shortly in the next week or so, I hope. But anyway, that will do me for the moment. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.